Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the Third Coast podcast. I'm Dennis Funk. Here at Third Coast, we've just kicked off our annual summer fundraiser. And without your support, we can't bring you this podcast, or host our Filmless Festival or conference, or build you a brand new website that will optimize the way you explore our audio library and make it even easier to find new great radio stories to listen to. This year, everyone who gives to Third Coast will get a free Detour, which is an app for city-based guided audio tours. I've done two of them, and believe me, they're pretty cool. If you want to make a donation to Third Coast, you can stop by our website, thirdcoastfestival.org, and click on the red donate button. And thank you so much for your support. In the spirit of giving, we thought we'd put together a special episode or two of this podcast to remind you of what we do best, bring you great audio stories from around the world. So now I'm going to switch over here a bit and introduce you to two of my radio friends.
Anne and Martin.
That's Anne Hepperman and Martin Johnson.
Yep, that's us.
They're producers from different parts of the world.
I'm a radio producer here in Stockholm.
And I live in New York.
And this week, the two of them launched a kind of sister project to Third Coast that we're really excited about. It's called the Sarah Awards, or the Sarahs for short. Named so because it's part of Sarah Lawrence College, but I'll let them tell you all about it.
In my mind, what the Sarah Awards is a Third Coast, but for fiction. Because for me, Third Coast has completely revolutionized documentary, particularly narrative documentary, because I don't think we would be where we are today in terms of all of the different forms of This American Life and Radiolab and 99% Invisible and all of these shows that have just really leapt upon the landscape now if it weren't for Third Coast.
And Martin and Anne have also started a new podcast called Serendipity, which is part of the Sarah's audio fiction renaissance.
So the idea about the podcast is that we're going to showcase audio fiction from around the world that is kind of, well, revolutionizing or inspiring or changes the perspective of what audio storytelling can be.
We're in a golden age, and so I think with that we can expand the boundaries, because everything that's happened in this golden age has just been so dominated by nonfiction. So our idea with the podcast is to really shake up what people consider audio fiction to be.
Let's have a listen to one of the first pieces from their new podcast. It's a piece by Martin called Every Heart Has a Limited Amount of Heartbeats.
Seven seconds just passed.
Twenty seconds just passed. Good morning, and how are you?
Thing about memory, I think people...
It's 20 seconds of your life that will never reappear.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Stop. 20 seconds is 35 heartbeats.
Thing about memory, I think people have kind of this misconception that memory is like a tape recorder.
A memory?
No, where's the next guy?
Tape recorder.
This man, he drank cleaning detergent once when he was drunk and his body closed down.
Coming now?
Every heart stops.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh,
close your eyes.
Oh.
Every heart stops.
I'm sorry, I know I'm doing a having a bit of a difficulty at the moment.
Until it stops.
Tells his life story.
Like the man is speaking. He closed the door to his garage, put a piece of cloth in the exhaust pipe and put a brick on the gas pedal and rested his head against the steering wheel. And disappeared until it gives up.
35 heartbeats are lost.
Let's start again. Do you want
to...
He's just napping in his chair. He'll be so excited. Hold on. Here, let me do this for you and let you sit up.
Good morning, and how are you?
137 seconds just passed.
99 years old now, and I feel I owe it to the world, so to speak, to set the record straight.
Every heart stops.
The thing about memory, I think people have kind of this misconception that memory is like a tape recorder.
Have you ever seen the movie Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind? Yeah, okay, so that was based on my initial findings.
It's not. Memory is like a...
Once the memory is wired into their brain, it shouldn't be sensitive to anything. When you remember something...
Every heart has a set amount of heartbeats before it stops.
Tells his life story.
Like the man is speaking right now. This man, he drank cleaning detergent once when he was drunk and his body closed down. And disappeared. I remember his eyes. I remember the smell of cigarettes in his breath.
It causes memory to become unstored.
Every heart stops.
And it has to be restored, and then we could block it.
Every time a memory is retrieved,
it stops.
So, Anne, this piece of Martin's that we just listened to, that will be the first episode of the Serendipity podcast, I just think it's so different from what I would expect from audio drama.
Yeah, Martin's story is very impressionistic. And we kind of came out of the gate with experimentation in mind. But I think we wanted to start out really shaking things up, right? Is that what we wanted to do, Martin?
Yeah, because people, when they think about like radio drama or radio theatre, it's like the equivalent of imagining when people watch television that was black and white. You know, that's how we perceive radio drama.
Let's check out another piece that's going to be coming out on the Serendipity podcast. This one's called "I Blinked and I Was 30" by Andrea Salenzi.
On the night Andrea turned 30, she was alone in her room.
So I just looked up and it is 12:08.
A text message made her cry. Her Aunt Nancy called and told her,
"Literally, I blinked and I was 30. And then I blinked and now I'm 68.
She had to come to terms with everything she'd done before that day and everything she'd hoped to do after it. She remembered the years she'd wasted driving a boyfriend to work, the friends who weren't friends anymore, the language she'd forgotten how to speak.
The first 30 years of your life, you spend trying to find out who you're not.
She stared at the ceiling and wondered what she wanted from the rest of it. More saying the right things, for her dog to live forever, a pair of really cool sunglasses. Challenge, company, novelty. She fell asleep. She took a shower.
As you get older, the longer you spend time in your body, you get real comfortable with your own skin. This is who I really am. Like it or leave it, it's who I is, and therefore, I'm going to be happy with who I am.
She played cell phone games on the train while listening to a podcast. She went through a turnstile. The blind homeless man at her subway station moaned.
I'm actually happier, Andrea, now than I've ever been in my entire life.
She walked to work.
But as you get older, you start to say, wait a minute. Now, where did that kink come from? Or, oh no, where did that pain come from?
At noon, she had a health screening.
Are you fasting today?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pick you.
They drew her old blood.
Happy birthday again.
Yeah, I'm 30 today.
Oh.
The nurse took her blood pressure.
I'm going to do your blood pressure.
Okay.
And asked if she had any questions.
Any question from here?
Andrea took a moment and asked, how come I'm full of energy sometimes and totally myself, and other times I can be like really tired? And sometimes I've noticed that things can hurt.
Okay.
Like, in different places, things hurt sometimes. The nurse smiled slowly, pulled out the paperwork, and cruelly underlined her birthday.
No speech, don't do it.
After work, Andrea went out with a friend, ordered a salad.
It's so funny, I had no idea that you were like even close to 30. Like when I think of someone who's 30, I think of someone who's like kind of got their life together, like she's living with her boyfriend. I don't know, someone who like exercises regularly. Like I think of someone who's like at Ann Taylor. Also, you still kind of like slump over, like you're self-conscious a lot. But also maybe you should have like plans on the weekend. Because whenever I call you on a Saturday night, you say you're cruising the web.
So?
Either that or you're like watching Mad Men.
On Don Draper's birthday, his wife threw him a party, sung him a sexy song, and said, happy birthday, baby. On Andrea's birthday, her boyfriend did not sing.
Can you just say, happy birthday, you're the best girlfriend ever?
Best girlfriend ever for me or for the world?
It turns out nothing really changes when you turn 30. You don't have to redeem your yoga Groupons. You can still shop in the juniors departments and keep accidentally saying whatever you're thinking. Your birthday is just a chance to notice time passing before you blink and you're 31.
Happy, happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday again.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, okay? I love you.
Happy birthday, Andrea. You're the best girlfriend ever.
Hi, Andrea.
Bye.
We commissioned Andrea Salenzi, who works on the border between fiction and nonfiction, but who decided that, you know, she was going to plant her flag in the fiction camp for this piece.
So we can invite all these fantastic radio producers to do stuff that they're not allowed to do anywhere else. And that's going to be amazing.
Aside from the Sarah Awards, can either of you tell me about the contest that you're also doing?
The Very, Very Short Stories Contest is basically our short docs. What we're doing is the Sarah Lawrence writing faculty writes one sentence prompts and then allow audio producers and other creative types to create 2 to 3 minute short pieces.
I mean, try to get inspired and start competing. You know, what do you say? What do you, like, get your ass out there and start making fiction, I guess.
Are we allowed to curse? Is this a podcast or is this broadcast?
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Yeah, and also don't be so afraid of what's real and what's not real, and just, you know, mix it up. You know, create your own reality out of the reality that you live in.
Martin Johnson and Anne Hepperman, founders of the Third Coast-inspired Sarah Awards. For links to learn more about the Sarahs, the Serendipity podcast, the Very, Very Short Stories contest, and an extended interview with Anne and Martin, visit our website at thirdcoastfestival.org. All right, that's it for this week. I'll be back next week with another special podcast. And remember, it's fundraiser time here, so if you love Third Coast and what we do, then pop by our website and show us some support. We'd be super thankful if you did. All right, till next week then. Cheers. Have a good one.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.